Welcome to Instant Anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Wow, we're back in the thick of it.
We are.
Spooktober.
Spooktober.
Our second spooky episode.
Of the year.
Of the year. Well, and the month. And
of Spooktober. We may have made some slightly spooky ones earlier in
this
the year.
One is deliberate.
Yes. It's the second official.
So if you haven't listened to the podcast before, Sarah and I listen to a song and then make an anime for it. So today on this spooky day, we've listened to the song Rewind by the Wonder Girls, or Wonder Girls, the Wonder Girls? Just Wonder Girls.
Yeah.
And we listened to that, we each wrote our own idea for what spooky anime it would be, and then we're going to combine them into a mega anime after sharing them separately, and then it's going to be fun and spooky.
Yes.
And mostly fun. And also spooky.
And hopefully a little more different than last time.
Let's hope, fingers crossed, that your idea is not puppets and my idea is not puppets.
Yep.
And then that our next ideas are different.
We just can't ever have puppets
That was
again.
The closest we've ever come.
That was a little scary.
That was real close.
And not just because it was Spooktober. Like, that was a little scary.
It was emotionally scary.
Uh-huh.
I was fretting. For the life of the podcast.
Yes.
Could have been ended that day.
I know we joke about it, but like...
That was the closest.
If we get the same idea, do we have to stop?
I think we've said before that nobody knows if we've ever done it before.
True.
And we just kind of gloss over the fact that maybe it's happened before.
But what if it keeps happening and we're like jinxed?
That's the other point that you bring up every time. And...
You bring up your idea?
So yeah, I will share my idea for
Rewind Wonder Girls.
That song, again, if you want to listen to it now, listen to it later. We've provided a link to a YouTube video usually in our podcast description.
But it's also available on our Spotify playlist, which we will chat about towards the end.
In fact, it is there. Yes. So yeah, we've listened to that and that's what gave us our ideas. And we encourage you to listen to it because it's a good song. It's a good song.
It's an okay song.
It's a good song.
It'll give you some context for
yes.
Spooky.
I will share my idea now.
Yeah.
It is as follows.
Please.
The astronauts in an international space station regularly converse with their families and coworkers and friends back on Earth. Suddenly, though, a higher-up, company president or whatever, ceases all radio / video chat between the astronauts and their families.
Uh-oh.
The astronauts are now only allowed radio contact, meaning no video, between a new research group that they don't know any of the members of. And things immediately seem off. I see you narrowing your eyes as you also realize
something
is off. Because I'm
going to get scared. I don't like this month, but also it's my favorite month.
The astronauts begin to hack the systems and look for...
Sorry. When you said hack, I thought you meant like limbs. Okay.
They all go crazy immediately. Took no time at all.
Sorry.
They hack the system systems. And look for backdoors into the communications systems to try and contact their families and friends, not through the regular channels, basically, but no answer. After a while, they get hostile, verbally, with this new research group, and even contact with them is halted.
Oh, no.
So now, orbiting Earth with no contact for weeks or months, the astronauts decide it's time to get back home. They crash land back on Earth to find that all life had been eradicated by some other beings, extraterrestrial, cyber warfare, whatever, or otherwise.
God.
And they remain the only humans alive on Earth. But for how long?
Oh, jeez.
Bum, 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 bum.
You know, when you said...
Space
like,
isolation.
When you said that they hadn't heard, even from like research or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, have they seen any lights on Earth? But then I realized that I should be quiet and just listen.
Well, maybe the lights were still on, you know.
No, that was my first thought, was like, did someone leave the light on? Motel 6, you there?
All the Motel 6s were
those
still
the only, those are the only little dots across.
That was it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for those generators.
There's only six of them.
Timers. Ba-dum-tsh. That's terrible.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
But yeah, that's my idea. It's a little spooky.
Yeah, it is.
A little spacey.
Yeah, it is.
Is yours the same?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Mine, honestly...
Vastly different?
Yeah. That's so much... I don't think it could be more different.
That's great. You know, that's like all I could ask for.
This might be difficult, though, in a different way.
Yeah, but that's fun. That's what makes it fun.
Okay.
And challenging.
Okay. Yeah. Does that mean you want my idea?
Yeah, I shared mine, and now the...
For the combination?
The next
The part. Making of the mega anime. Mega
spooky anime.
Yes.
The next part is where you share your idea.
Okay.
And it's very different, and then therefore very difficult to combine.
Yeah, that's... Okay. I'll just... You know what? It's fine.
You know what? It's fine.
You know what? It's fine.
We're done.
I'll just read it, and we'll go from there.
We can't do it. We're going to stop recording.
No, we will persevere.
I think we can do it. I haven't heard your idea. Once right, I hear it, I might change my tune. Let's...
Victorian era inspired.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Mine's space.
Uh-huh.
Space Victorian.
I said inspired because it doesn't have to be, you know, 100%. But
could be in space.
I saw Mirrors.
Okay.
And I have been... This is slightly embarrassing. But I've been watching this YouTube channel called... Absolute History, I want to say, and they have
the vodka? Badoonch.
Oh, no, pretty sure it's not, although that would be interesting history.
That'd be a good, it'd be like drunk history.
Yeah, but only on
very
vodka.
Yeah.
That sounds sad.
Yeah, well.
I've been learning a lot about the Victorian era and how it's fascinating to me that they were doing all this crazy stuff and yet they were killing themselves by putting like weird chemicals on their skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. So that desire to be picture perfect, you know, to nothing out of place, everything.
I getcha.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the inspiration.
Like proto plastic surgery.
Wow. Did you know what my idea was? Well, jeez.
You just were like leading into it. So I guess.
I haven't even said anything other than picture.
You said people were putting on their skin in mirrors.
You're smart.
I got there.
All right. Well, let me just... No, I'm kidding. I'll continue on my...
We're done.
All right. Some sort of missionary type situation. I got some like Princess Mononoke vibes. The like Boomtown.
Oh, gotcha.
So like an outpost for people who are ill in some way, mm-hmm. The majority of which are missing limbs.
Gotcha.
The post is run by a very strong, intelligent, and beautiful woman. The main character, who is not that woman, has come to the outpost to perhaps help, or maybe they're, like, doing something else but just staying at the outpost.
Okay.
But they're there on assignment. Weird things start to happen, and then I put in parentheses, imagine that. And, long story short, which I literally wrote, the woman is changing out parts of her body with those at the camps. If she likes someone's nose, she takes it for herself, for example.
Creepy.
She is also building herself the perfect family, taking parts to build a husband and children.
Oh, boy. Was this the owner, the beautiful strong woman? Or
yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. The woman is quite old, but she keeps switching out her parts to appear younger.
Gotcha. Terrifying.
So basically, she goes after the main character for something, and boom, scary.
And boom, scary.
Mm-hmm. Ran out of time. But I did come up with Picture Perfect as a title, which I'm now realizing I think was a Disney Channel movie with Ricky Ullman.
Yeah. Where...
That might have been Pixel Perfect,
where
actually.
She was switching out body parts.
Don't remember that part.
Weird Disney movie.
It was. I had the soundtrack. Anyway, Ricky Ullman, I just thought he was the cutest.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Not that he's not, but I don't think he acts so much anymore.
I have never heard of him.
Okay.
Well, Eva!
That's fine.
I'm affecting an accent now.
Someone might know who Ricky Ullman is.
Yeah. Anyway. Gary Oldman?
Nope.
Nope. Not him.
Nice try.
That was close.
So that was my idea, basically.
All
it's
right.
Kind of like a Dorian Gray sort
I
of
get
Frankenstein.
You, yeah.
But
mashup.
She's like, oh, that person has nice legs. And then choppy, she maybe
choppy.
Like... stages an accident, or maybe she's like a nurse and is like, oh, we have to amputate these, and then like takes them.
I'm thinking, what's that older word for it's not like an asylum but kind of an asylum,
oh, like a sanitarium
yeah
or something?
yeah that's what I'm imagining or
yes.
picturing.
Kind of like the village, again, Princess Mononoke.
Exactly.
I think those were all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
In any case, it's, you know, they're like missing eyes or ears or
similar ailment.
Whatever she wants for her or her family.
Okay.
And then she wants something from the main character.
Creepy, terrifying.
But she's old, so she's been doing this for a while.
Right.
And the technology is finally catching up where it's, you know, she's
immortality.
Not killing as many people and, like, you know, lots of trial and error kind of stuff.
Right.
So
okay,
that's that. But it's under the guise of she's a saint.
Cool.
She does all these wonderful things for all these people.
Cool. Does it ever get into splicing animal parts onto people, or is it...
I wasn't thinking that, no.
Because that's... I think that's been done before.
Creepy.
With, like, Scorpion Tail Man and stuff like that.
No, because, again, it's the Victorian thing. She just wants to appear perfect.
I gotcha.
So she wouldn't want, like, hooves.
That's true.
Yeah. Clap, clap, clap.
Ah, your shoes are so clippity-clappy today.
Clap, clap. Those are odd footprints. Clap, 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 clap. Slow down.
Oh, she's gallop, in a gallop.
Gallop, gallop. Exactly. I'm glad we both went there.
Yes.
I think I made the chair squeak because I was acting it out. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Started as a trot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Very funny image there.
I'm a very unfunny thing.
All right. So should we put your Victorian in the spaceship or have them back on Earth kind of fucking everybody else up on Earth?
Well, the outpost could be in space.
Yes.
It could be. I know we've done, like, mining before, but maybe they're space mining. Maybe they're doing something else dangerous,
mm-hmm.
space-related, and that's why there are all these people, and they've been injured. Maybe this space has been colonized for a while, so it's not like they ever were on Earth, but then the main character comes from Earth.
I getcha, yeah.
To this outpost.
Yeah. I like it a lot because it makes it creepier if... For whatever reason, the sanitarium is still very, like, Victorian and weird and, like, old-looking, even though it's, like, clearly a new thing on a different planet colony.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, like, older first colonizer person lady is crazy and building up, like, a family slash army, you know, like, mindless people helping, like, subservient people.
Mm-hmm.
And
like, maybe the nurses... Or you know, what do you call them, like lackeys? That doesn't seem like the right term. That seems bad. But, you know, maybe the nurses are humans, but the, helpers are failed her creations.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like they work, but the personality. She wants someone who's just as sharp and witty as she is.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been able to do that.
Very Frankenstein.
Yes.
Where it's like she's trying to create an equal
mm-hmm.
and is incapable.
But also... doing herself at the same time.
Yeah. Doing herself.
Should have chose different words.
You fell right into my trap.
I just...
Okay, so are you down with it being like a space colony?
Sure.
And so the main character mm-hmm. ends up in this space colony, in the sanitarium, with zero radio contact, basically in prison there.
Okay.
And...
But it wouldn't start that way. It just would end that way.
Exactly.
Maybe the more that they seem suspicious, she just starts cutting wires kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Now you can't do this. Now you can't do that. Yeah.
Taking away privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And I don't know if the main character is a journalist or...
It's a good question. It's like, got to be something...
Anthropologist, learning about this different group of humans that aren't from Earth, but have been living here for like... a few generations?
I think it's either that, where they're going in trying to learn more about these people, or they do have some, they have that similar ailment, or like a PTSD from getting some wound or something and something. So they're like technically supposed to be there to get help.
I've just realized something that I was short-sighted about.
Wow.
It would be smart if this was a working sanitarium and only a handful of people had been affected. Because mine was like everyone was there because she wanted something from them.
Mm-hmm.
But if she hides it, whereas 80% of it's above board. And
that
then
makes a lot more sense.
Only 20% like, oh, we don't know what happened to her. She pushed. She got.
Yeah.
She didn't push. I mean, she got pushed.
It's not.
She fell down the stairs and she hasn't
suspicious.
Been the same.
Yes. Yet.
Okay. So this person could be here honestly.
There you go.
Aha.
That solves that whole,
mm-hmm.
like, everyone here's fucked up. What could be the problem? And yeah. it's like this crazy Frankenstein lady's like, I don't know. I got ape arms.
Could be.
And could be. And points with the ape arm.
The Jerry. Beach is that way. Flexes ape muscles.
I don't know why an ape's in there. It's just a really strong guy.
Yeah, but she wouldn't want that for herself. No, She'd want it for her husband.
Thin slender arms for herself.
Because we're presuming that beauty standards have not changed.
It's the Victorian. I'm sticking with that.
Oh, do they have to wear corsets?
I think there's corsets. I think there's the very unrevealing dresses to hide the, like, stitching, basically.
See, that's what I was thinking, is, like, for her face, she's good enough now that you can't tell.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's basically like a mask.
She has some older work on her torso and limbs that you can see.
That she's looking to retrofit and swap out.
She's like, they're getting old. Yeah. Had these a while.
Yep.
But I'm also thinking maybe her, like, grandmother founded the sanatorium, wink, wink, but it was just her. Mm-hmm. And then she just started swapping out parts, and then she became her own mother, so to speak, and now she's herself / terrifying. Granddaughter.
I get you.
Yeah, she just impersonates someone else.
Yeah.
Each generation.
Of her own last name, somehow related, but it's just been her the whole time.
Yep.
For like 30, 40, 50 years.
Forever.
60, 80, 90, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying. She's like, yeah, but she's definitely been doing it slyly and without being caught.
She's great. You know, whoever did her work, spot on.
Yeah.
At least the new stuff.
Yeah. But she's been always doing it herself. Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Thanks.
So yeah, at this point, she's lonely being alive so long.
Mm-hmm, that she's finally...
She's trying to move on to family stage. And I'm assuming at this point,
she hasn't figured out, like, probably her uterus, being able to, like, fix that so she can't have kids.
That
like
makes sense.
She's in menopause.
Yeah.
So she can't have children, and now she's like, I'm finally where I want to be. I'm running out of time. I need a family. I need children.
Yes.
I want to keep this legacy going forever, blah, blah, blah.
I think maybe, I'm trying to think, like, somebody has kids that she's trying to, like, take parts from, because that's, like...
Terrifying.
Top evil tier.
Oh, yeah.
Is, like, kid chopping up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
It is.
Are you sure this one's not coming out Halloween? It's fine. We'll think of something spookier. We'll top this. It's terrifyingly enough.
I mean, we do fun spooky. Remember Reaper's Repeat Retreat?
Was that a spooky?
I'm pretty sure that was a spooktober.
We've done spooky.
But fun. It was fun.
We've done spooky fun. Monster Mash was fun, spooky. It was like Death Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the most dangerous game.
This one we're just not really leaning into the funnies at all.
No, I went straight up scary.
Yeah. Mine was just kind of like end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Eerie.
You had an unknown evil.
Space isolation.
I gave a beautiful, creaseless face to this evil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but the mirrors. It would be like, it would kind of in a hallway, they'd be walking past and you'd just get like a glimpse of a monster.
Yeah.
But then you'd be like, anyway, that was my intro thought. That was the mirrors. I have fully explained that. Yep, okay.
Got it. Cool. Caught up on that.
Cool, cool.
Terrifying.
I'm Space thinking colony. Maybe the main character steps in before anything happens with the children.
Like that she's makes a lot of sense.
Planning it.
Yeah.
She's wanting it. She's thought about it a lot, and she's finally ready to go for it.
I think the main character is some sort of law enforcement or, you know, war, you know, veteran or something like
I'm
that.
I'm kind of picturing someone who, like Indiana Jones did it. Was like an anthropology professor, but got pulled into like a war or something.
Yeah.
And so they have all
like
these
specialist
critical thinking skills, and that's like what they studied for years. But then they got pulled into some sort of wartime thing, and then their post-traumatic stress started.
Yeah.
What are they? Shell shock. That's what they used to call it. They got a touch of the old shell shock.
Yeah, no.
Oy.
And they still call it that in the show because it's Victorian.
I mean, it's not steampunk, though.
No. I was picturing...
Because we've done steampunk. I don't want all those, like, pipes and gears being
exposed. No, like, columnar, like, sterile, white, sanitarium, like, tile, Victorian.
Yeah.
There are, like, ivy mazes and
yes.
big gardens
the
and
gothic.
Emphasis on gothic stuff. Yeah.
And Or I guess Victorian is...
Victorian Gothic.
Similar, whatever. Right?
It's super similar.
I'm going to say it is. It's dark colors and steeply steeped roofs.
Steeply steeps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of steeples, lots of roofs.
Yep, some wrought iron.
Look, you get it.
Yeah.
The visual style is nailed down. We don't have to talk about
would
it
like anymore. A more modern Dracula hang out there? Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, he would.
He'd still dress the same.
And he'd bring his home dirt, because I learned about that from you.
He's got his home dirt there. Okay, yeah, so let's see. I'm pretty happy with it being in space.
Okay.
And having that kind of space swashbuckling protagonist
mm-hmm.
have, like, an ailment that makes them be like, I need help. Mm-hmm. So I've been told about this place or ended up at this place or something like that.
I want to say it has a really good reputation.
Yeah.
But... as is things in Victorian times, sometimes you just get a weird...
and everyone's like, but this is space Victorian times.
Infection, and you just have to, like, lop off a leg.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, it's very advanced scientifically,
mm-hmm.
but it, like, there's still kinks that are still being figured out, and nothing's perfect.
Being in space, maybe there are new diseases, new bacteria that we haven't figured out how to fully eradicate.
Yeah. What you think about eradicate?
I'm playing Pokemon. And also kumquats for some reason.
Kumquats and eradicate.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going on in my brain.
And a little eradicate eating a kumquat.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I did start rewatching Gilmore Girls, and in one of the first episodes, they mix a raspberry or a strawberry with a kumquat, so that could be...
a quasberry.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what to call it. Anyhow...
yes, so we got space, which I'm happy with. We've got the cutting off of communication, which, again, I'm also happy with.
Yeah, main character gets suspicious, starts to look into something a little too closely. Lady gets angry, starts cutting off communication. Maybe blames it on some sort of, like, solar flare or asteroid storm, something like that.
Yeah, totally.
But that's not the case.
No.
So then what happens?
Evil intent.
Because you have the world ending.
Yeah, that I think that's gone.
Okay, if you're okay with that.
This is more of like a singular Frankensteinian thing happening.
Okay.
Which I'm totally fine with. I do not need my world ending. Because we're not on like Earth anyways, so it doesn't need it at all. I'm just happy with the isolation of being in this like small confined area. Because
mm-hmm.
that's terrifying enough.
Yeah.
And that's basically the core of my idea is...
isolation.
Isolation and, like, being cooped up and mm-hmm. going a little crazy because of it.
Yeah. And then they're being gaslit, of course, because they think, oh, well, something's going on. But everyone's like, no, this is the best place. You came to the best place, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But all this weird stuff keeps happening. No, it's just the storm. Like...
oh, yeah.
Just take these meds and go sit in the garden.
Yeah.
Because I'm presuming it's in some sort of, like, bubble dome thing where you can see space outside, but it's like a nice little Eden-ish thing. Yeah.
Yeah, bubble dome.
Welcome to the bubble dome.
You always forget. Dimmsdale bubble dome.
Welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah, so totally. It's very spacey. I like the combination of this Victorian vibe with kind of you see regular like space station
mm-hmm.
trading and like there's other colonies within it. And that's the thing is I want it to start where the communication is not cut off and they're able to go between the sanitarium and small settlements on the same planet, even like satellite space stations outside. And they have full range of whatever they can do,
mm-hmm.
but they know that they should get back to the sanitarium for like... quote-unquote help.
Yeah.
Because the whole time they think that they're actually getting help there. But really, they're just being, like, poached for...
slowly tortured.
Yeah.
Mentally.
For parts.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe saying that there are, like, other settlements free to go, maybe there's some sort of other threat. Maybe a disease and they're quarantined.
That's maybe, the thing is, like, yeah, I don't really care how she lies about... okay. keeping them in there, it's definitely some space threat. And everyone believes it because there's real space threats that could happen.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the nature of space.
Alarm. Yeah.
Did you like my alarm?
It was good.
Space threat.
Yes, it's very good.
You gotta do the head motion.
Yeah. on this visual medium we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's kind of like a J. Anyway, starting at the bottom.
You can hear it.
You can.
All
right.
Space threat. it's just guy on the microphone.
Hey, I've found my part.
Space threat.
There we go.
Dang it. Well, I gotta find one. I'm a different alarm.
Fire.
Losing the oxygen.
Yes. Ooh, and you could do percentages.
35%.
Perfect.
Thank you. That's my percentage robot. I'll ship that tape to some...
execs?
Some Amazon. They'll put me on the new dot along with
Samuel interns, Jackson. You wanna get on that, please? Thank you.
Thanks. I know they got Samuel L. Jackson. I'm right up there.
Yeah. You offer yourself?
I offer myself as tribute to be voice coded. Wouldn't it be creepy if, like, you could get your own voice and you're like, hey...
Hey, me.
Hey, Google Home. What's going on?
And that'd be like, creepy.
Hey, it's me. Here's the weather.
That'd be really creepy.
I don't know why you'd want that.
I don't either.
That's pretty much it. I think at the end, you know, obviously intervenes before kids get chopped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they possibly are somewhat indoctrinated, though. Like...
Okay.
Because of whatever they're doing in the sanitarium, like, they're drugged up, so it's harder for them to actually act when needed to. But they obviously are able to overcome the tranquilizers or whatever the fuck and save the day. But it's definitely creepy and comes down to the wire.
Yeah, and, I mean, we can play with the idea if we want her to, like, you know, get away with it and come back in a new form.
I think either that happens or... it kind of accelerates to the point where she makes the husband. And the husband is now like a living, breathing Frankenstein's monster thing.
Okay.
And he's like a new guy. And everyone's like, who's this guy? And he's creepy and strong and like everything that she wanted.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So her making that husband... is like to the viewer, like, holy shit, she perfected this theory and practice that she was working on forever and like made life.
Yeah.
And not even like someone else's brain, like in a new body. Like, it's obviously someone who is subservient and believes her to be a god, basically, because of its creation.
But they're not dumb because she does want an equal.
No, exactly. Yeah. But it's clearly someone she has complete power over. So that's it.
Yeah, I think one or the other would be good.
Yeah. So, yeah. That happens, and then as the viewer, you know her backstory is wanting a family, and so these kids are introduced at like some episode later or something, and you're like, "Oh shit, like are those the kids she's going to carve up and shit?" And yeah.
And then that's...
or there's, like, an influx of kids into the sanitarium, and you're just, like...
because of the... space threat.
Yeah, like a whole settlement's population is now in this...
that might actually be a good thing, is a bunch of people come in, and they're not unwell, they just were unsafe, and they've been, like, evacuated to here.
Exactly.
And she can't help herself.
She takes advantage of...
because these are healthy people.
They're healthy.
They are, I don't know, strong and...
very strong.
She just can't help herself.
Unwilling, but strong.
Yes. Which is how she can somehow drug them and...
definitely.
Maybe that's when the main character is like, I really have to do something. There's a chance that... this is true. I have to save these kids.
And that would bring in, like, somebody they've met before in the settlement is different slightly or changed or is missing something. And the protagonist is like, no, they were fine. Like, they're not fine now and they didn't fall down the stairs. There's something going on here.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Cool.
But not a child, not yet.
No. This is just, like, Dave, the store owner.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, I think that's a good, compelling part. And as Dave is, you know...
oh, Dave.
...different now, that's maybe when the husband comes into play.
Yeah. Because that's when you can start actually, like, strong-arming people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because there's a storm or whatever space threat, then, space you know, threat. Whatever kind of things need to be necessary.
Space threat.
Yeah. It's a space threat.
It's space threat. It's martial law.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Food rations and stuff.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think that's title phase, though.
I think so, too. We changed, originally we had like, this is the ending of this is the ending, but now we have this whole new thing. I don't think it's going to end. I don't think we're going to figure that out.
No, I don't think we need to. I think it determines whether or not it becomes more serialized or is like part two. So you think we are ready to make a title?
I think so. Cool. Leave it open-ended, but title is bad boy.
Hell yeah. I don't need an ending.
No.
The interns will figure it out.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah. So.
Again, my title was Picture Perfect.
Yeah, our it favorite still Disney fits, movie.
But maybe not so much.
No.
Cracked no. Reflections.
No, but I like the space isolation involved with this Picture Perfect mirror.
Sanitarium.
Reflection. Yeah. What words are we thinking? No. Like a perfection word.
And maybe isolation? Is that too abstract?
Maybe, but let's give it a shot.
Or we can do space instead.
Perfection space?
You want to do perfection?
Sure.
All right, let's start there.
All right, you want to do a perfect word or a space word?
I'll start with perfection.
All right, I'll do a perfect word.
Yeah.
I'll do a space word. 3, 2, 1. Outer rim.
Flawless.
Mmm.
Flip.
Cool. 3, 2, 1. Replace.
Flawless.
Ah, look at you with the rhyme.
Well, it wasn't funny, so I'm trying to change that. Not the actual anime, but just this episode.
It's the flawless lawless.
Uh-huh.
It's the lawless flawless.
There you go.
Yep. And I was just thinking of replace and then space.
Replace the space.
My space word wasn't going to be like space.
Trading spaces, but...
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Wife swap.
Nothing better than wife swap.
Wife swap.
Jeez.
Yeah, outer rim, replace... And okay. Flawless Lawless. We're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely have some title words here.
Do we now?
Flawless Lawless. Lucy Lawless. Ain't she flawless?
Ooh. I will say, Outer Rim would be a good name for the sanitarium.
Mm.
Something, something, you know.
I gotcha.
I don't know if you want the title to be the name of the thing, but...
I think it needs to be.
Okay.
I was just thinking of spacey words.
Yeah, sure. No, of course. Yeah. How about something like distortion?
Like distorted flaws or something?
Like body dysmorphia kind of a thing.
I getcha.
Distortion.
Flawing.
Actually, dysmorphia sounds really creepy.
Oh, it does.
It also makes me think of the Rihanna song Disturbia. Isn't that her?
Yeah.
Dysmorphia!
It's for the movie.
Anyhow, what? Movie.
Disturbia.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the Dum Dum Dee Dum one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Huh, I didn't know that.
It was a movie. It was a horror movie, actually.
Hey!
Because it's suburbia, but Disturbia. Because there's a murderer.
Yeah, you know I don't know anything about this. But...
I watched it. It was a good movie, actually.
Imagining her going, Dysmorphia! Bum, 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 bum. It's kind of funny. That's all.
It is creepy, though. I like Dysmorphia.
Do we just want that?
It's kind of creepy.
Because I feel like it, and obviously the whole body thing, yeah. And then like gaslighting.
Yeah.
I mean, assuming assuming I know what it means, which that's always a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
You know, just like.
It sounds cool. It sounds anime.
It does.
I think we can bastardize this word.
You think so?
For it to be a title today. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's dysmorphia.
Dysmorphia.
It's creepy.
I think so.
And, like, also, like in reality, like feeling dysmorphia or whatever, like, can be awful. And, like, you can really fuck yourself up.
Yeah, I only know about it in the context of, like, body dysmorphia.
Exactly.
So I'm just assuming what dysmorphia itself could mean.
Yeah.
And I assume it's like a disillusionment about whatever.
Body morphology.
Body or otherwise.
Yeah, so if we take off the body, yeah.
Would be like being gaslit. And totally makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go
with dysmorphia.
Dysmorphia, then.
Awesome. I'll figure out how to spell that later.
I think there's a Y in it. There you go.
Might be a D in it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a silent PH. Okay.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah.
You're an alarm.
Yep.
And dysmorphia.
Yep. I could also just be a patient.
Yeah.
Or just the alarm, too.
Somebody gets that's killed. Fine.
Sure. Or a nurse. I mean, small bit part.
Bit part.
I'm definitely want to be in the sanitarium, though.
Yeah.
I'm not on space station side of it.
Maybe, yeah. Or we're in the settlement, so we get brought in at some point later. But then we don't have lines when we're in the sanitarium.
Okay.
We have lines when we're in the settlement.
Okay.
Like, howdy, partner.
All right.
Welcome to space settlement 3.6.
It's a good one.
Yep. Lots of canned vegetables here. We're the canned vegetables settlement.
It's an interesting choice, but yes.
We can vegetables. It's a big cannery. Everybody works in the cannery.
I came from the pickle depot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
More jars than cans there.
Yeah, it's a new frontier for me, partner.
Used to cans.
I'm used to jars.
Used to jars. But now you're on... Oh, you came from the pickles.
That's what I'm trying to tell you,
I get you. I'm sorry. We should talk over drinks.
Yeah. I'd like that. You ever tried a pickle in your martini?
I have. I love it. Let's talk about that.
Let's.
And then we walk arm in arm
and then we
to
get,
the saloon.
I guess killed
and
or something.
Get killed or space threaded.
Because we're so attractive, she
death.
Wants bits of us.
Yes.
What are you going
to
do?
Didn't pay attention to the space threat alarm.
Space threat.
Space threat. Yes.
Yep.
So we'll work our own little funny bits into this horrifying show that we've created. That's
yeah.
called Dysmorphia. But that's it. Is there anyone we haven't really, you know.
I mean, we've got the scary older lady.
I know. I don't want to do that to somebody, though. I don't want to lock somebody into that.
I guess that is a bit much.
Yeah.
Just someone who can be very forceful and very stoic.
Yeah. Mary Shelley.
Actually, I was hoping we'd name her that, not gonna lie. Or something.
That'd be pretty, yeah, something very Frankensteinian.
Yeah, or maybe that's what
Mary Shelleyan.
Her, like, grandmother was named, who, like, founded the place or something.
Yeah.
Just saying. That would be good.
Yeah. Mary Shelleyan?
Something like that.
Cool. I like that. I didn't know that. I was kicking it around in your
head,
too.
It was totally.
That's great. Yeah. It was in my head, too.
Yay.
After I heard your idea. Yeah, well, that's the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
I don't want to lock anybody into this one.
Like, you remember Mrs. Trunchbull? Miss Trunchbull? Sorry.
What?
Ms.
No.
Trunchbull?
Never.
Matilda.
The Lunchables?
No, from Matilda.
I'm going to get so many ads.
You are. Targeted. You're welcome. But the principal... From Matilda?
I know, yeah, I've seen Matilda.
Okay.
I didn't remember the name.
Sorry, it's trunchable.
But just like a horrible...
Her, but like 10 times worse is what I'm picturing.
Okay, cool. It can be done.
Anyhow.
Maybe one of the ants from James and the Giant Peach again.
Yes.
Because they're very good.
I love them.
And they obviously are comfortable with doing an
absolutely
evil
absolutely fabulous
role.
Okay, yep.
But yeah, that is the show.
A main character can be whomever.
Yeah, don't matter.
Someone who's smart.
Yeah, smart. What's her name? She was in, Black Swan? What's the...
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
See, I wasn't sure, depending on, what we choose, the main lady might be wanting to a part
Parts
of the main
for
character for her husband.
Or herself.
Or herself.
Yeah, no, that's why it doesn't matter.
So.
Yeah, well.
I'd been picturing husband up until this point. But Natalie Portman would be cool.
Just saying, Natalie Portman's pretty cool.
She is.
And very smart.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But.
And vegan. I think she's
gives
vegan.
A shit.
She was on the, like, back-to-back chef, and she made, like, a watermelon radish salad or something crazy.
Interesting.
Anyhow,
that's
sorry.
That's fun. You've been watching a lot of TV.
I just do. I mean, between that and the YouTube Absolute History thing and the Victorian era and.
Just got a lot of things going in your eyeballs and brain.
Witches. Anyhow.
Witchcraft.
Yep.
It's
freaky. Anyhow.
That's been the show. Spooky Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Thank you for spooky listening.
Yes.
We hope we can spook it up for the whole month.
Ooh.
Ooh. Give you some more space threats.
Yeah.
If you want more space threats and spooktober-isms, you can head on down to our Twitter handle. It's at InstantAnimePod, where we post for October spooky gifts.
Ooh, ease on down the timeline, am I right?
And they tease the upcoming episodes, as well as usually tell a story or just our mood board, because they are gifts and cool and looping sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, we have our Twitter, but also
we have our website, instantannie.may,
mm-hmm.
and there you will find is the place that we host. All of our episodes are there, descriptions with clickable links. We have our sidebar full of goodies.
Be our guest.
Be our guest. Because we host. Guest. We host. I like it. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
Mm.
Suggest on instantannie.may. I think it's supposed to be foie gras.
Yeah.
I assume.
Remember Babish did like a, it was yes. like some liver.
Yes, he did. It was like a liver pate or
yeah.
something.
Ugh.
That's not what you will find at suggest.instant
no
anyway.
Gray stuff.
But you will find our form to suggest a song if you want it to be turned into an anime by Jimmy and I. That's in the sidebar as well as that link that I just said.
Yeah.
That's not what that all URL.
It's all over there. There's lots of URLs and links.
There are, including shop.instantannie.may.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can shop for things on our Redbubble merch site. We have a handful of podcatchers, our Spotify...
Handful.
Spotify playlist with songs we've used in the past, and also just our Spotify where we have our podcast.
Yes.
All the things.
Hashtag podcasts on Spotify.
Whoop, whoop.
Was that... What was like that a targeted was, ad?
You got a funny one.
I already use it.
Yeah, but like, you might what? Need more.
There's more podcasts. There's a famous podcast on and we're on there because we don't break any copyrights. So if an episode gets taken down, what the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck? Did we mention Tom Hanks too much?
Don't do it again.
Oh, no.
This actually happened once.
Yeah.
But we needn't go into it for fear of retribution.
No. From Thomas, Sir Thomas Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have our website. We have our Twitter. If you have the time to leave a review on your favorite podcatcher, we would love it if you did that. Give us a rating. Give us a review.
Oh, was that an ill-timed? I thought we were doing like a count thing.
Oh, I love counting. I see.
Yeah.
It's up to you, though, to do it. If not, whatever. We just appreciate you listening.
Yep.
And that's the episode. Thanks.
Boo-I.
Bye.
Boo-erns.
Boo-erns.